Hi, this is Ashlyn Begg, a member of the Australian Widget Information Service. As part of our team, we use three different collaborative tools, namely Skype, Google Docs, and Dropbox. Firstly, Skype is an easily installed tool that allows video chat over the internet with a free version available for download. Its major advantage is that it allows users to hold face-to-face meetings and conferences despite geographical location. Additionally, it also includes an instant chat option as well as a file sharing function. Therefore, it's an effective way for an information management professional to gather and brainstorm, discuss and consolidate ideas in real time. And it provides a face-to-face interaction with other team members that was lacking from the other tools. It is important to note, however, that internet connection is required and the tool must be downloaded by all users when video conferencing. Additionally, this means when conferencing, if camera or internet connection quality is poor, there is a risk that some meaningful conversation can be lost. Now, Google Docs and Dropbox both perform very similar functions, and in hindsight, it may have been wiser to use only one or the other. They are both vehicles for free, secure file sharing, where a group of people may all contribute to a series of files. Now, this has the major advantage of providing online data backup for any company, including an information service. They are both remotely accessible and they can be accessed at no cost to the user, although in order to use Dropbox, the user must first download the Dropbox software onto the computer, unlike Google Docs, which is accessible online. This, however, can also be seen as one of Dropbox's major advantages, as the desktop interface available through Dropbox is very easy to use and similar in layout to that of Windows. This means most team members are likely to be familiar with the format and need not waste time navigating an unfamiliar interface. An excellent feature of Google Docs that I identified was the comment function, where a person could highlight part of a document to be discussed with their collaborative partners and comment on its suitability, etc. Additionally, this extended to an editing history option that enables a person to access previous drafts. This was the major advantage of Google Docs that Dropbox lacked. As with Dropbox, unless you kept creating multiple updated draft copies of a file, all previous versions of the files were lost. In addition to the pros and cons just mentioned, one major flaw of both Google Docs and Dropbox is that they do require an internet connection for any team member to access and edit the pertinent files. However, like any other types of cloud computing, this one negative is outweighed by the fact that the data created by a company is insured. So they are both not without their advantages and disadvantages. However, ultimately it is my recommendation for Dropbox to be the file sharing facility for future use, as a combination of the easy to use desktop interface and the compatibility with Windows software is a valuable asset to information professionals.